Hi, everyone. I'm Richard Roberts. I'd like to talk to you today for just a few minutes about one of the great keys to your success, and that is your faith. I believe that God has something great in store for you in this new year, 2025. But in order to receive it, you're going to have to reach out in faith and take it. The Bible says the violent take it by force. Hebrews 11:1 gives us the definition of faith. That scripture says that faith is the substance of things hoped for. We might call it the title deed. It's the title deed of things hoped for, the evidence of that which you have not yet seen. Okay? Then if you go down to the sixth verse, it says, without faith it's impossible to please God, for he or she who comes to God must believe that he is, that he exists, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. A strong faith can change your life. A milquetoast weak faith isn't going to do much. And the good news is you have faith. The Bible makes it very clear in Romans 12, verse 3, God has given to every person who's ever been born the measure of faith. Not a measure, but the measure. You have the same faith, the same measure of faith that I have. I have the same measure of faith that you have. And you can strengthen your faith by the Word of God. Romans 10:17 says, so faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I'm giving you the Word of God today, therefore your faith is being strengthened. Faith is a key. It's a key to your life. I remember many years ago, there was a man who lived out in the great Northwest up in Washington. His name was William Scrindy, and he was an inventor, but nobody was buying his inventions. And he had created a number of things, and he couldn't sell it, and he would take those plans and stick them up in his attic. And one day God spoke to him and told him to go take those plans and bring them down from the attic and spread them across his kitchen table. One of the inventions he had was for the hub of a wheel for a Jeep. He had tried to sell it to the military, but they wouldn't buy it. Well, he brought the plans down and put them across his kitchen table and began to pray. And he saw something in the design that was a flaw, a mistake that he had made. And he quickly changed it. And you know what happened? He resubmitted it to the Army and they bought it. And the royalties began to pour in. Now, he was a strong man of faith before, but he came in contact with our ministry. And he began listening to my dad on television and on radio, and his faith just kept growing and growing as he took the Word of God in, and he kept inventing things until he became a multimillionaire. And as a matter of fact, he came and served a number of years on our board of directors. And I guess I was probably in my 20s when I met him. He just kept plugging at it. Plugging away, he wouldn't give up. He kept using his faith, and God gave him creative ideas. Faith is like that. Faith has a can-do attitude. Not a can't-do, but a can-do. Don't you like to talk to people who have a can-do attitude instead of somebody who has a can't-do attitude? You know, Philippians 4:13 says this, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The Apostle Paul is the one who said that. Paul believed that he could do it. Instead of saying, I can't do it, he said, I can do it. It's not impossible because there's nothing too hard for God. Now you say, well, Richard, what do I do when it doesn't seem to be working? When your prayers haven't been answered? Well, you don't give up. You don't quit. You just hang in there. Galatians 6:9 makes it very clear. Don't be weary in your well-doing, for you shall reap in due season if you don't give up, if you don't quit on your faith. I remember after Lindsay and I got married, I began to share with her the prophetic word that was given over me when I was 19. That word was given by my father, Earl Roberts, who prophesied over me on the day I gave my heart to the Lord. And he said, Richard, the day will come when you're going to have a mighty healing ministry. He said, it'll be different than my healing ministry. My healing ministry has primarily been a laying on of hands ministry. He said, but God's not going to use you that way in particular. He's going to use you a different way because you're different than me, he said. He said, you're not trying to be me. He said, God wants you to be your own man. And he said, here's how God's going to use you. He said, you're going to feel the anointing of God like I feel in my hands, he said. You're going to feel that coming up out of your chest and into your throat and out of your mouth. And when you speak, people will be healed. He said, you're going to be on television a lot more than I've been. Well, I'm just 19 at the time. I'm listening to all this. And he said, God will operate the gifts of the Spirit, particularly the word of knowledge and the gifts of healing through you. Well, that didn't happen overnight. It took time. It took years. But after Lindsay and I were married, I said, Lord, isn't it about time for this prophetic word to come to pass? And we were in a meeting one night, and I found words coming out of my mouth that I had not said before, and people began to get healed and delivered and set free. Eyes were opened, blind eyes were healed that night, deaf ears were healed, several crippled people began to walk. And that word that I had hung on to and I'd refused to let go came to pass. My faith just kept getting stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. Hebrews 6:12 says this, imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Well, I'm not trying to tell you to imitate me, but I certainly want to be like the Apostle Paul, and I certainly want to be like my father in the sense that I saw he was always willing to pray for people, always willing to believe God and to release his faith. And I can remember as our children were growing up, I always wanted my dad to pray for them when illness tried to strike them. And I thank God for the operation of the gifts of the Spirit. I thank God for the gifts of healing, for the word of knowledge that flows through me. And I stood in there. I would not give up. I wouldn't quit. I wouldn't say, God, I don't think this is ever going to happen. Or God, how could you not bring this to pass? I never did that. I just kept standing strong in faith. And that's what you can do. You can stay strong in your faith because you have it. You have all the faith you need. You don't need to get more faith. You just need to take the faith that you have and use it in the authority of Jesus' name. And I pray over you right now. I pray that you'd recognize just how strong your faith is. It's the strongest thing in you. And you would say, Lord, I'm not going to quit. I'm going to call that which is not as though it is. I'm going to believe you. I'm going to expect for the miraculous in my life. I'm not going to take no for an answer. God, I'm placing a demand upon you and upon your anointing to bring into my life what I have dreams and visions of. And I'm not going to turn loose until it comes. Now, the reason I'm saying that to you so strongly is because there are several things in my own personal life and in my family that I'm doing the same thing on right now. Those things haven't come yet, but they're coming by faith. And I'll have it. And you can do the same thing in Jesus' mighty name. Now I rebuke every sickness, every disease, every fear, and every doubt. And I pray for God to touch you and heal you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet in every area of your life. And I'm expecting miracles. Now, let your faith go. Use your faith. Believe God and never doubt. In Jesus' name, God bless you today.